In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are finishing up the date. Volume 13, November 19th, 1921. And we're on the last paragraph. Jesus just taught Louisa that his mother is on the right, Louisa is on the left. And he says that you have to know these truths. You have to study these truths. You have to put them into practice. Otherwise, it's pitiful. So what the Lord has done in his wisdom is he's given us the book of heaven. Okay, what does that mean? When Jesus says, when I give you something, I expect something. So here is the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies, and he's saying to us very clearly, I'm expecting something from those that I've given the book of heaven to. So what is God expecting from us? He's given us the book of heaven. It's to read it, to study it, and to put it into practice. Why? He says, everything is going to be put back in order, the order that Adam lost. When we begin to understand the truths that are found in our dogma and doctrine, when we begin to study, when we begin to put this into practice, it's not just knowing Jesus as our King and our Savior, our Lord and our Master, but what did he give to the earth? What did Our Lady give to the earth? When Jesus and Mary came to the earth, they gave back to humanity this universal life that Adam lost, this Catholic life that Adam lost. And he's asking us to begin to live this abundant life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So for the last 2,000 years, the saints have given us an understanding of the truths that Jesus, that Adam possessed. Adam possessed everything. And when he fell, everything went into darkness. 4,000 years later, Jesus and Mary come to earth to give back to humanity this universal life, these truths. And he's asking us to participate in this. So he says, and put them into practice. Otherwise, it's pitiful if you don't understand. So he's given us the book of heaven to read, to study, so that we can become more aware of this Catholic, this Catholic truths. The divine will is, he says, is the crowning of my church. So he says, however, that simplicity enters into all truths as the first nourishment. So this is simple. I've heard people say, well, the divine will is only for theologians. Louisa had a first grade education to help us understand. Doesn't matter where you are. If you are of good will, if you're peaced on earth to men of goodwill, you have this gift. It's not peace on earth, goodwill toward men. It's peace on earth to those of God's will. So he says it's simple to know, to enter into all the truths. It's the simplicity is the first nourishment. Jesus speaks to Louisa, and he's always speaking to Louisa as a father to his little daughter. Yeah, a father doesn't say to his little daughter complicated situations. It's very simple. It's very easy. It's very truthful. So if the truths were not simple, Jesus says, they would not be light. This is not for theologians, as people have said. It's to begin to live this simple life of Jesus and Mary. Truth is simple. The sun is right. The sun has risen. Oh, yes. You see the sun. It's not, okay, we're going to enter into the composition and the, you know, it's not that. It's The sun has risen. It's beautiful outside. The birds are chirping. It's beautiful. It's paradise. It's simple. It's beautiful. He says, if the truths were not simple, they would not be light. They would be, you wouldn't be able to understand them. The theologians are like scientists, if you want to say, and you bring a flower to a scientist and he dissects it and he cuts it apart and he adds, you know, things to it to see what's what. By the time he might know it, but it's all apart. The truth to the little ones is you give them a flower, they go, wow. See, that's the divine will. The divine will is awe of God. You're in awe of how beautiful our God is, how much our God loves us, that he would give to a human, Louisa, this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. Why? So Louisa can give it to us. This is the why she wrote down everything. She made sure that everything was down on paper. God has plans and he needs us to just embrace it. So he says, if it wasn't simple, if there was no light to understand this, the object couldn't be distinguished. So that, again, very simple. In the darkness, you can't see anything. You can't figure out anything. Simplicity is not only light, Jesus says, but simplicity is like the air that one breathes. And even though you cannot see it, it gives respiration to all. Okay, we're breathing in the air. We can't see it, but it's there. It's so simple that without air, you can't exist. You know, so he says, it gives respiration to all who are breathing. And if it wasn't for the air, the earth and everybody would remain without motion. What does that mean? They would be dead. So what Jesus wants us to know is, the divine will is not complicated. The divine will is simple. The divine will is light. The divine will is truth. That's Jesus. Jesus isn't complicated. He loves us. He died for us. He wants us to be with him eternally. That's how simple it is. And what humanity does is it complicates the situation. Well, why does he want to do this? I remember in theology, the spiritual director of the seminary said, okay, now I'm Jesus Christ. He goes, now I'm just returned to earth and I want you to react. I want you to ask me the questions that are bothering you. Ask me the questions. By that time, we're not going to have any questions. I'm just to let you know. And I looked at that and I go, if Jesus appeared, I'd have no questions. I'd be like, thank God you're here. You know, you're here to bring humanity to heaven, bring your humanity back to the Father. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. You've returned. Our job isn't to dissect. Our job is to embrace. What God has given, he breathes into us this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. He breathes into us this new and abundant life. And he's asking us, are you ready to begin to live this? So here we have the book of heaven. And Jesus says, if you're not studying it, if you're not putting it into practice, it's pitiful. He's given us everything with this gift. It's sanctification. And he wants us to begin to live this. Okay, so it's going to happen. He says it's a divine decree. He says very, very clearly, it's a divine decree that's going to come on earth as it is in heaven. Just like creation was a divine decree, redemption was a divine decree. He says now sanctification is a divine decree. It's going to happen. But I want you to be prepared for this. I want you to begin to enjoy it now. So he says, I rose from the dead so that people will rise from their misery, their human will, to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, which was given to Louisa. So he's given us the book of heaven, and he says it's simple because it's light, and it's not only light, it's like air. You breathe, it's there all the time. You're breathing it in and you're alive. And if you don't have air, you're not alive. He says you would be without motion. You'd be dead. What's without motion? A rock. It's not living. It's nothing. So therefore, if the virtues, the truths do not carry the mark of simplicity, that's the divine will, Jesus says, they would be without light, without air. So what is Jesus saying? He's saying what a lot of people, oh, this is so complicated. It is so complicated. The divine will is so complicated. No, it's not. It's a piece of cake. Somebody said to me the other day, you sound so Protestant. You know, trust Jesus. Absolutely, you trust Jesus. It's not, and they go, it's not that simple. Yes, it is. It's fiat. Lord, you've given us this gift of gifts. You've given us this prodigy of prodigies. You've given us the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which Louisa had. Louisa lived. That's why she's the newborn, the firstborn of the new Adam and the new Eve, if you want to say. She's the firstborn, the newborn of the divine will. It's very simple. It's yes to God. Our Lady, what did she say? Our Lady said, the angel said, you'll be the mother of God. She says, how can this be? I've already promised a life of virginity. I don't know man. How can this happen? How can I help God accomplish what he wants of me? And the angel said, it will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. She said, fiat mihi. She said, yes, God did 100% of the work. It's the same thing today. How can I begin to live this life that you breathed into Louisa? And Jesus says, fiat. So when you go, okay, fiat, let it be done as you say. It's a surrender to God. It's a docility to God. It's a submission to God Almighty. Let it be done as you wish. I don't know how you're going to do it. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. How are you going to do this? Redo this. And God says, get out of my way. Let me do this. He says this to Luis often. Get out of my way. Let me accomplish this. Let me do this, he says. God's got great plans for each and every one of us. He says, I want to make each and every one of my children my divine masterpiece that I, God, will enjoy for all eternity. He is going to do this. And all that he's asking is, as I breathe into the dust, and out of the dust came the image and likeness of God, Adam, I want to do that now. In a more powerful way, not only to give back what I gave to Adam, but to give to you what the new Adam and the new Eve did. It's a double whammy. He is so filled with love that he says, basically, everything's going to be made up of double the love. He says, I want humanity to be one with me. That's what Jesus is saying. One with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One with our triune God. That's why when you wake up in the morning, you do your prevening act. You say, I want to be fused with you, triune God, by being fused to Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, so that I can be fused with creation, redemption, and sanctification, so that I can live in the divine will, so that I can enter the prime act of God, the simple one act of God. Participating in, with, through, and for God as God wants me to participate in, with, through, and for him. It's a glorious thing that's happening. And all our God is asking is understand this is simple. This is true. It's like light and it's like air. It's there. Just begin to live in it, Jesus says. And that's what we're doing with Louisa. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed. And we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.